Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud, Parsha Miket Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. In the story of the hunger that came to Mitzrayim, so the Pasuk says, and all the people in Mitzrayim were hungry, and they cried out to Pare for bread, and Pare said to all the people in Mitzrayim, go to Yosef, whatever he tells you, you should do. So Rashi says, whatever he tells you to do, he quotes from the Pasuk, and he says, because Yosef was telling them that they should have a bris, so when they came to Paray, and they said to him, this is what he's telling us to do. So he said to them, why didn't you gather your own food? You knew that it was coming. So they said, we did. We gathered a lot of food, but it all rotted. So he said to them, if so, that you better do what he tells you to do, because he already decreed on the grain that it should rot. What will happen if he decrees upon us that we should die? So there are many questions on this Rashi. First and foremost is, why does Rashi need to explain anything at all? That the exchange between Pare and the people seems very reasonable. They came to ask for bread. He said, go to Yosef, whatever he tells you to do, do. What needs to be explained about that? But even more and more so, how does Rashi know, in the simple understanding of the Psukim, that Pare told them, first of all, that Yosef demanded that they should have a bris? How does he know that? And that Pare, that's what they were complaining about, and that Pare said, if he tells you to do that, then you better, what happens if he tells, he'll say that we should die? How does he know that all this took place from the simple reading of the Psukim? Also, we need to understand, what is the reason that Yosef was interested that the Mitzrayim should have a bris? Why did they need a bris? They're not Jewish, why would they need a bris? Why was he interested in that? In fact, there's a, from the Psukim in Noach, it says that a person that achas dimchem, that a non-Jew is not allowed to spill even his own blood, even if it doesn't kill him, even just to cause himself harm. So, in other words, that a goy is not even permitted to have a bris. Which, by the way, the Rebbe explains an interesting thing. This provides a very simple answer to the question of why Avraham Avinu did not have a bris until Hashem told him to. And the answer could be very simple, because since he was part of Bnei Noach, and Hashem told Bnei Noach that they're not allowed to spill their own blood, and therefore having a bris would have been to him an outright violation of what Hashem had commanded all the Bnei Noach, so he couldn't do it until Hashem told him to do it, which at that time would override his prohibition for Avram to have a bris, and that's why he waited until then. But in any case, getting back to our point, since the goy is not allowed to harm himself and cause himself to spill blood, why would Yosef even demand it of them? Why would he want them to do it? So the answer is, since Yosef had been appointed as the one in charge of all the food in Mitzrayim, so the question is, why in this pasuk does it say that the people came to Paroi to cry out for bread? Why are they coming to Paroi? Why aren't they going to Yosef, who is in charge of the bread? So therefore we must say that there is something being left unsaid, because it's obvious. The obvious was that they went to Yosef to begin with, because he's in charge. Yosef was making some sort of a demand that if you want bread, you're going to have to do something, and therefore they could not accept that demand, and that's why they went over his head to Paroi. And they said to Paroi, why don't you tell him to ease up? Why are you letting him get away with this? And so to this, Paroi said that I won't be able to do that, as we'll explain in a moment. What was it that Yosef was telling them to do? So this we understand from before already, that there must have been, from the simple reading of the Torah, it becomes obvious that Yosef was obligated to make the people of Mitzrayim have a bris. Why? Because when Hashem told Avraham Avinu to have a bris, it wasn't only he and his family that had to have a bris, it was also all of his slaves that had to have a bris. So if so, we see that in the family of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on, whoever they have control of needs to have a bris. And since the Mitzrayim were all under the control of Yosef, he was the one that was in charge, and everything goes according to his say, So he had control of them. So it wasn't now that he started asking them to have a bris. This was something actually that he was always requesting of them or demanding of them. As it says, as Rashi, as it's the pasuk says, "Kol yomer lachem." No, sorry. As Rashi says, that shahoya yomer lachem. He was telling them. What does it mean? He was telling them. It wasn't only this time that he told them. He was constantly telling them that they have a bris. But now he had the opportunity because they needed him, and they all came to him for bread, and they needed. So he had them sort of over a barrel. Now he could make his demand that they have to have the bris. Therefore, that becomes clear and understood that Yosef would have been demanding a bris. Now he had them where he needed them, so therefore he demanded that they should have a bris. So they came to Paray, and they said, "Why don't you tell them that they give us bread without a bris?" So Paray said, "How did it happen that you don't have food? Why don't you have your own food? If it was that you ran out and it was a natural thing, so then I could tell them, leave them alone, let them give them bread. But since we know that this was a supernatural thing and that Yosef was the one that caused all of your food to rot, therefore I won't be able to enforce my words upon him because he has the power to make your food rot again. What am I going to do? He has supernatural powers. You're going to have to do whatever he tells you to do." So they would have responded to him, "Why don't you at least try? At least try. What could happen? He'll make our food rot again. Okay, so we'll be back to square one, and then we'll do it. But at least try." So therefore, we must say that Paray was afraid of something worse. Not only will I not make it better, or will it remain neutral, I might even make it worse by making my demands upon him. What could that be? They were on the verge of dying from hunger anyway. So the only thing worse, the only way he can make it worse, is if he'll cause us to die right away. He'll decree upon us that we should die. So therefore, that's how Rashi understands this whole exchange. And Paray understood that since if he'll make he'll be the one to make the demand on Yosef, then he might also be punished by Yosef, that he will die. Therefore he said, "Aleinu," that Yosef will command upon us that we should die. In other words, we'd be geyser upon us that we should die. He included himself as well.